Welcome to this week's episode of The Homeschool How-To. I'm Cheryl, and I invite you to join me on my quest to find out, why are people homeschooling? How do you do it? How does it differ from region to region? And should I homeschool my kids? Stick with me as I interview homeschooling families across the country to unfold the answers to each of these questions week by week. I invited my next guest to come on the podcast to talk about Raise Them Well, which are all natural products that you can feel safe about using on your family. I am releasing this as a bonus episode because I want to stay true to my intention of the podcast and keep my Saturday episodes strictly for interviewing homeschooling families. But I had reached out to Emily to become an affiliate with Raise Them Well, and I think the information that she has to provide is extremely helpful. So I'm releasing this as a bonus episode for you to enjoy. I hope you found it as informative as I did. Enjoy the episode. Welcome. And with us today, we have Emily from Raise Them Well. Emily, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
So you recently had me on your podcast. Thank you so much for that opportunity. And now I get to do the same for you. So what I wanted to talk about today is your company. I reached out to you to ask about an affiliate program because I really liked the products that you were making, and you created Raise Them Well, yes. And which just tells you right there, you know, that don't we all want to raise our kids well? And I loved what products you had available. And so I wanted to bring you on today to kind of talk a little bit about that. And also to give our listeners an idea of what you have and how they can find you so that, you know, we can all raise our kids well. I think my listeners definitely know that there's a lot out there, a lot of toxins, a lot of things our kids and us are exposed to. And we do try to take an active approach into making sure that our families are healthy. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got started with this?
Sure. Well, we started Raise Them Well in 2015. When I was pregnant with our second son, very early pregnant, and we have five children. We have two biological boys who are now 11 and almost 8. And then we have two adopted sons from foster care that are 9 and 5. And then we had a surprise baby girl a few months ago. She was born in October. So it's been a really wild time. So my husband is an integrative medicine physician. So he's an MD. He's traditionally trained, but has done a lot of research and self-study and worked under a lot of really great integrative providers over the last many years. And he is a partner in a large integrative medicine practice here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, where we live. And we have been making products for a little while, and he had kind of already started with some supplements and that kind of thing that they carry in their practice. And what happened is, as every mom knows, you reach these ages and stages where you're like, well, there's a whole bunch of options. I'm not sure that I trust any of them. Or, well, this is a great product, but every time I try to use it, it's spilling all over the floor. All of these kinds of things that we run into as parents. And so we started it because every product we make is because it's something that we're looking for our own kids that we haven't been able to find. And so early on, we made things like our toxic-free certified. It's certified by the Toxic Free Foundation. All of our toxic free products, our personal care products, it's a baby wash, a foaming baby wash with very limited ingredients, but that like you don't have to soak the baby to get it to foam, and you don't even have to submerge them. So if there's a really gross diaper, you can just put some of the foam on a washcloth with a little bit of water and wipe them down. So those are the kinds of things that really motivated us. Like, you know, what can we do to make this better, or from an ingredient standpoint or from a delivery standpoint? And so we started with just a couple of products in 2015. And to be honest, I haven't counted recently, but we have probably about 20 or so products now that we carry in our online store.
So I love that. I am actually going to go and buy that, the baby wash, because my daughter, it's like, I've gone through, I have your vitamins, but it's like things that you don't even think that you need. Like, I'm like, yeah, we'll just buy. This says Live Clean on the label, right? But you're getting it from Walmart. Right. So come on, is it really? And once you actually get into it, it's not. And then, and I had a friend in a group recently say to us, like, hey, what do you guys use for baby wash? And I was like, I can't even think of baby wash because I'm like so concerned with what injections they're getting and what they're eating and what they're drinking and the lotion that we're putting on them or the sunscreen or, you know, should you do this? Should you do that? That like baby wash is something that's like last on my list because we wash it off. Right. And then right. one of the other moms was like, well, no, I mean, they are soaking in it. It is absorbing into their, like, I guess I didn't think about this. Your skin is like an organ. So
like the largest organ.
The doctors are probably like, it is an organ. But yeah, your skin is an
organ.
Yeah,
it's the largest organ. That's what we think about. And also something to keep in mind, and I don't like to make people feel afraid because I do realize how quickly all of this feels so heavy. And we just want to throw it all out and start over. But that is economically not possible for most people. So we love that baby step approach. But baby skin, especially, and kids' skin is so permeable, different than ours. Think about how soft a baby's skin is versus an adult skin. Everything absorbs much more quickly into their skin, which on the other hand is why our topical magnesium products are so helpful because kids can absorb through their skin so well. So it can be not great when we're putting all this stuff on our skin, but on the other hand, it can be really great when we're putting good things on because skin is permeable, but it's very permeable for kids.
There seems to be a magnesium craze right now. I don't know if it's because I never I never see red cars and then all you see is red cars. But right. my son gets these foot cramps at night and I was trying to research like what I could do for that and magnesium came up. So I feel like I see magnesium everywhere. Why does it help? What does it do?
I think that's what is so amazing. It's like a magical mineral. That's the best thing to say. It helps in so many things. It's so important for our brains. It's important for our gut. It's important for our soft tissues. It is kind of like this relaxing mineral is the best way to think about it. And so if you think about anything that needs to be relaxed, our brains, our muscles, our gut, a lot of times it's a natural way to create that relaxation. And in an anxiety-driven world where we have so many issues that come from that stress and overwhelm and the overtaxation on our brains and everything else, that relaxing mineral matters so much. And it's a magnesium. There's a lot of different types of magnesium. But what we like and what we generally focus on in our Raise Them Well topical products is Dead Sea magnesium oil. So it comes straight from the Dead Sea, from salts from the Dead Sea. And it's the whole spectrum of the magnesium. So that's what we're applying onto our bodies as kids or for our kids and for ourselves. So when I have muscle cramps, you better believe I use our kids' roll-on magnesium. My oldest son is 11 and he is growing like a weed and he gets growing pains a lot. It's great for growing pains. Foot cramps, like you said, he's had them in his feet too. Sleep, helping us to sleep. So I would say that our two biggest complaints overall that we can help parents and families with are constipation and sleep because with all of the things we have going on, which that does bleed down into our children, it just does. Sleeping and constipation are huge problems in our society. And everyone's like, well, yeah, but I just need to eat vegetables. Well, that's true. And our Western diet certainly does not help the magnesium crisis. But first of all, most kids are not eating enough of those foods. I think we should definitely work toward that. I'm not saying don't do it. But on the other hand, our soil doesn't have a chance to rest anymore. And so all of these vitamins and minerals that live in the soil, that's where they come from into the plant. They're over-farmed. Even sometimes our organic fields, those fields don't have a time to rest. And so our soil is depleted. And so therefore our vegetables, as green and shiny as they might be, are depleted as well. So there's just so much to answer your question, which I didn't really do, I think that we are realizing how powerful magnesium is, how many things it helps with. It helps with brain function too, like I said. A lot of parents with kids that struggle from anxiety, ADHD, autism, all of that, almost all those kids are magnesium deficient. In fact, we don't do hair analysis very often with different deficiencies, but those that have been done, it's estimated that upwards of 80% of the population, including kids, is magnesium deficient. Wow. So when you're struggling with all these things that we just mentioned, it's very easy to rub on some magnesium balm or oil, or to take our MagFocus product and that kind of thing, and then to see, you know, some improvement. We all know there's no such thing as a magic pill, and I would never claim that, oh, our products are going to fix everything, but the testimonials from parents speak very loudly with how much some magnesium, especially combined with other ingredients, can really help with some of these issues that we were talking about.
My daughter is so constipated. It's like my whole life revolves around if she has pooped or not. And and we go to a chiropractor. You don't want to do like the suppository, but I've had to do suppositories for her and stuff. And now I think she's to a point where she's like, oh, I know it hurts, so I'm going to stand here with my legs together and wait till the feeling goes away. So where would you suggest I put the magnesium on her?
Okay, so great question. For that, number one, we make a product that's just for constipation. It's called MagGo. And so it helps kids go. And it is a powder form. It's focused in magnesium oxide, which is actually the form of magnesium that is not well absorbed. So what happens is it actually helps flush the body. So we've all heard about Miralax. We've all heard, and obviously there's a lot of information and strong opinions on both sides about it. But I would argue that if you have an alternative to not take it, then take the alternative, which is why we made MagGo, because we had a lot of moms that were using the topicals for constipation, and they help a lot with a lot of kids. There are also a lot of kids that are severely constipated and need something stronger to use in conjunction. And so the magnesium oxide in the MagGo, and it's combined with a couple of other things too, it helps to flush out the body. Works a lot more similarly to like a Miralax or something like that, because that form of magnesium is not absorbed. It helps to flush. Now you want to build up the magnesium in the body at the same time. And so we do encourage using one of the balms or the roll-ons or one of those as well. And to answer your question specifically for magnesium, you can roll it. You can really put it anywhere. And especially for older kids, I'm kind of in the camp where it's like wherever they want to put it, it doesn't really matter. But my kids usually will roll it on themselves on their belly or their legs. We generally recommend parents roll it up on the back because you want to keep the bottle upright, not dump it over. Because magnesium oil is very salty and runny. And so you don't want to just dump it or turn it upside down. So anywhere is really fine. I will say because of the salt, it can feel a little itchy the first times that you're applying it, especially the roll-ons. So I rub it in after you put it on. It feels a little tingly. And kids, because they can't articulate as well as adults, will sometimes say, it's burning. Generally, that's just that kind of, it's kind of like an icy hot feel, but more minor than that. And so they don't have the words to articulate that. So we just will rub it in, or you can even mix it a little bit with coconut oil as you get started. And then we also recommend not putting it in the same exact place all the time, because it can make the skin, because of the salt, it can make the skin drier or peely after a while. So just moving it around is great.
Okay. All great tips. Yes. The Miralax I was giving that to her initially and like, oh good, this works. Then I read on it and I was like, oh, okay. I'm giving her polyethylene glycol, and read another article that was like, you're basically just giving the plastic to drink. And so the plastic is pushing, it's doing something with the liquid in the body to get it out, but it's like pushing the poop out. And so I'm like, okay. And then they talk about it being, you know, related to autism and I don't know, anything, just because two things, you know, relate doesn't mean they correlate or whatever. But, and then I was looking up something else and it was like, oh, cancers. Like, I just don't know what to do. I'm just going to stick the suppository up her butt and hope for the best. But those aren't good either.
Yeah. Some kids have these like, episodes of like almost like manic episodes that can be caused by Miralax too. So there's lots of side effects. And I think that the thing to consider is that it's not approved for kids, number one. Number two, it's not supposed to be used daily. So those are two things to consider along with all those things that you just mentioned. And that's one of the things that drove us, because we had so many desperate parents reaching out saying like, can you make something that will help with this more? And so we did, and it works really well. It's actually become one of our best sellers.
Really? That was my next question. What are your most popular products?
Sure. It's kind of hard to put that in a box, but I will say our vitamins and our magnesium products are definitely our best sellers. And recently, our kids' chewable vitamins, which we do all of the methylated vitamins and that kind of thing. So for kids that have that need more methylfolate, that have the MTHFR mutation, which we're learning more about that. I'm not a medical expert, but it is important, and our bodies do need different nutrition. So we use the most bioavailable forms of all of the vitamins. Here's another thing. You talked about like the Walmart shopping and like not really knowing it's on it. Greenwashing is a huge problem. We call that greenwashing, where, oh, the bottle looks green, it's called green, natural, all these words on the front. Well, none of that is regulated. And you can basically call something whatever you want to. So that's where we have to be very aware of our ingredients. And it happens in the supplement world as well. So people will say, oh, well, does your vitamin include whole food? And it's like, well, yeah, it used to be. But anything that is promising you that it's whole food in a vitamin form is lying to you, because obviously it is not a whole food. You cannot put a whole food in a capsule. It just doesn't work unless you're using like, you know, a dried herb or something. That's different that you can put in a capsule. But a multivitamin, there's no such thing. And so what we do is try to get the best sources that, yes, did start as food, and to use the best sources that are the most bioavailable and the most absorbable for our kids' vitamins. So we have our kids' chewable, and then also hugely popular in the winter during the school year, basically anytime now, is our kids' immunity chewable. What we were doing before, I talked about how we have created all our products. We are giving our kids a zinc, a vitamin D, and with K2, and a vitamin C, all separately. And it's like, could we do this better? So we combined all of those into one chewable, immunity chewable, that it tastes really good. It's citrus. You give it to your kids every day, and you've knocked out all of those in one chewable to help build their immune system or fight things off as they're coming around, which they inevitably do.
Yeah. And you know what I love about the vitamins is that they're chewables, because I had a dentist tell me once that what they were seeing cavities come from most were, well, I'm sure fruit snacks also contribute to this, but is the gummy vitamins. And that's really all you see. So they had said to me, get a chewable. Well, all I could find on, you know, the counters at Walmart were Flintstones. It's like, those are, that's not what you know,
we
really
call that
want to be giving
your expensive key.
I loved that you offer the chewable. It's not a gummy, like most are, but it's not Flintstone either. It's good
but there's
quality.
Something to keep in mind with gummies. Number one, yes, they have a lot of sugar in them. Number two, because of the way they are made, think about it. You're kind of mixing up this whole mixture that's liquid, and then you're jellifying it essentially. It's really hard to make sure everything is mixed well and is consistent throughout your bottle. Also, there are some stability issues with them, that maybe that form, the jelly gummy form, does not actually help things stay as potent as they should be for as long as they should be. So there's several considerations with gummies. I understand that they taste great and kids love them. When we were starting to think about our vitamins, we did consider that and got some really good tips from our manufacturers. We didn't want to put sugar in them, number one, but a lot of these other things came out and we're like, oh yeah, we don't actually want to do that. And the chewables are much more shelf stable as well, which is good to, you know, they're not, they don't stick together and all of that kind of stuff either. So yeah.
What other products do people, you know, generally rave about?
Yeah. The other one that I think has really gained in popularity, we already talked about MadGo. It is flying off the shelves. We make an unflavored version, which is most people's favorite because it can be mixed into anything. And then we also make a berry flavor. One of our other more recent products, we make a prenatal vitamin, which has been, we've been making that one actually for a long time. That was one of those products that we started making in 2015, actually, when I was pregnant with our second son. And I was like, I don't like any of these prenatals. They're not great. And the ones that were decent were so expensive. It was insane. So now we make a mom multi plus vitamin that is for the mom that is stressed and tired and just has too much on her plate. You're past the breastfeeding time. You're running around, you're doing all the things, you're homeschooling. And it includes a couple of extra ingredients that my husband has helped bring in that are things that he recommends to the women in his practice to help us with energy, with mental clarity, and with our menstrual cycle, like kind of that wavering time as well. So really love that one. The other one that is kind of new, it's not terribly new there, but I think the life cycle of creating a product is forever. So it feels like it's still kind of new. It's called MagFocus, and it is a magnesium product. But what's unique about it is it's uniquely designed with a very well-studied combination of magnesium and vitamin B6 that help to calm the brain. And it is great for kids that struggle with focus. You're kind of ADHD type of kids. Some parents have even been able to get their kids off of medication that were on it before. And it has helped a lot of parents not have to take that step putting kids on medication. I don't have any diagnosed ADHD kids because we kind of shy away from that sort of, you know, diagnosis culture, but I give it to all my boys every day and it certainly seems to make a difference as well. And that's another really well-loved product that we make.
And is that like something you would recommend for, like, I have a 5-year-old, he's so rambunctious when, I mean, I'm pretty sure he would... I don't know if he would be ADHD or not.
You're describing my five-year-old. Yeah, you're describing my five-year-old.
He's just crazy. But if the Tasmanian devil walked in your house, you wouldn't know the difference between my son and him.
I feel that. Yes, I have 4 boys and some of them are more rambunctious than others. But that product is recommended for ages 4 and up. So great one for focus.
I hope you're enjoying the episode. If any of these products sound like something that would benefit you or your family, grab the link in my show's description or at thehomeschoolhowto.com under listener discounts and find Raise Them Well. And don't forget to use the code Cheryl, that's Cheryl, for 10% off.
I give, because we have to kind of stay in rhythms and routines, which we don't homeschool, but I know... My assistant, Taryn, who I hope that she can come on another time and talk about her amazing tips and so forth. But she tells me that we do homeschool. We just do it differently. So because we do a lot of school at home because I make my kids, I guess they go to school twice. I don't know. But a lot of homeschool moms really like it to help, you know, prepare in those mornings. And what we do and what a lot of our customers do is they'll give the chewable vitamin, the immunity chewable, and the MagFocus with breakfast in the morning. So that's just part of the routine to help make sure it's not like, oh, we forgot our vitamins again, because that's easy when we're very busy moms and families. It's hard to remember. So kind of just prepare it as we're doing breakfast each day. They're right there and we can't not take them because they are right where we are. So that's kind of the way that we start our day here as well.
Can you get too much magnesium?
That's a great question. You can, but it's very hard to do, number one. Number two, the side effects of that happening are very minimal. Generally, what my husband will say is that it's just the enhanced effect. So your child might be too sleepy, or they might have loose bowels, that kind of thing. It's very hard to like have a toxicity response to magnesium. Okay. Another thing I'll mention that is important, and we do make for babies, and we include it in our magnesium and or in our immunity chewable, is that vitamin D3 with K2. So almost everyone is vitamin D deficient, especially this time of year, until we're in those deep summer months where we are really having sunscreen free time with some sunshine for at least 20 minutes a day. Even when we're outside doing stuff, we're maybe not even getting that much. And we live in this sunscreen hungry time where it's everywhere. We're learning more that maybe the sunscreen might be a little bit more dangerous than the sun itself. And getting that natural sunlight for 20 minutes a day, even on fair skin, it can be really, really great for us. That doesn't happen in the winter time. And, you know, I think that COVID and some of the things that have happened have really shown a light on how important vitamin D is. But the vitamin K2 that we combine it with helps it to be better absorbed and for us to also not get too much. Because when taken with K2, the body will get rid of what it doesn't need. So I'm not the doctor. I'm not terribly scientific. I'm much more practical, but that's kind of the basics of why K2 is needed. And so we make a drop for babies, and then we also include that in the immunity chewable to help that vitamin D get absorbed to go out to the bones and everything where it needs to be, and so that calcium is being funneled into the bones correctly too. And we're also not getting too much.
And it probably helps with like serotonin levels too, I would imagine, right?
You know, I'm not sure specifically about serotonin itself, but we all know that we feel good when we're able to be outside and forth. So I'm sure there is some connection with all of that, but I would hate to speak on it and be wrong. So
right. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I'll be in the sun anytime it's out. Yeah. I'll be in the sun anytime it's out. So
what is the weather like in North Carolina right now?
It is currently really sunny, which I'm loving. And we're starting to like feel that we're getting toward that little bit of a turn, but we're not quite there yet. So it's probably mid 50s right now, but the sun feels really warm and it's making me excited for what's to come.
Yeah. I'm in New York, and we usually go to Myrtle Beach for the April break with my sister's family. And the last couple of years, it just really hasn't been, because it's been early breaks, like late March, and it hasn't really been that warm down there. Yeah. So, you know, my husband's like, no, we're not going to go this year. We're not going to spend the money. We don't have it. And, you know, it's not really sunny anyway, but I'm like, oh, there might be a chance this year.
And it can be.
I want to go.
What area do you guys go to, north or south, or when you go to Myrtle?
Myrtle Beach. It is one of the RV campgrounds.
Okay. Yeah. We're down there all the time. We stay on the north side, like really close, like Cherry Grove area.
Near the airport. I know it's fairly close to the airport.
Okay. No, we're like way, way far north, which is, it's like North Myrtle Beach, then Myrtle Beach. We're the north part of North Myrtle. That's where that's like our happy place, I guess. So, but it's really close.
So how far is that from you?
It's about 3.5 hours.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's like us going to New York City.
Yeah. Our location here is awesome because we are really close to mountains and not very far from the beach. So that's just kind of a nice little spot. So yeah, we love it.
We need to move. I mean, I don't know what we're doing here.
I don't know that I would survive well in New York in the winters, but that's just me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I don't either.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I know I only have you for a couple more minutes. Sure. I do want to let everyone know that, you know, you guys, thankfully for me, have signed me on as an affiliate. I already have you up on my website. When you go to thehomeschoolhowto.com, I have a section for listener discounts, and Raise Them Well is right there. So you can click on that link. I will also put a link in the show's description so that they can find you. What about on Instagram? And I know you have a podcast as well.
Oh yeah. Thanks for sharing. Our podcast is called Healthy Discourse, and it can be found everywhere that you listen to podcasts. And we really focus on all kinds of things. So as I mentioned, my husband's an integrative medicine physician. So we do a lot of that more natural health kind of thing and approaching specific topics. But we also, I really like talking about family issues, about culture issues, about worldview, training our kids in this crazy world that we're living in now. And then like allowing people to come on and tell their stories. So I think that yesterday I had actually, I recorded with a urologist who is local to us, but he's pretty famous all over for his connection with bedwetting and constipation. So we talked about that. But then I have a girl who grew up Amish and has since left that is going to kind of tell her story. So we talk about everything. It's a lot of fun.
That's so funny. I'm the opposite of her. I grew up in the city and I'm like, oh my God, I need to learn how to be Amish. I baked my first loaf of sourdough bread and I like put it on Instagram. I was like, this is so liberating. And I could feel all the women that burned their bras in the 60s, like just cringing. Like,
no. It's fascinating. I feel like we are living in such an interesting time because I feel like there is this incredible division. But what I'm seeing is women, even those of us, and I say, and I know you left the corporate world, I did too. We're like the peak of that generation that we're sold this bill of lies that we can do it all at the same time. And that's not true. And I think that there's so many women now waking up to like, wait a second, this isn't doing for me what I thought it would. And I'm missing out a lot over here, or my stress is I'm drowning because I'm trying to do it all at the same time. And are coming back and reconsidering a lot of things. I know I've been in it myself. Like I left the corporate world so that I could start these things and have more flexibility to be there with my kids. They're in a private Christian school. I was just there a little bit ago before we recorded, helping out with some things, visiting and so forth. And, you know, having that flexibility again and doing the cooking and like just wanting, making our homes a place where everybody wants to be rather than where we just throw our stuff and leave. It's, I'm seeing this, it's like a revival of sorts. I don't know. It's really fascinating. And I think I love it. And I love kind of being a part of it too. So it's just really interesting.
I agree 1,000%. And that's such a good way to put it. You sold a bill of lies. We were, hey, women, you want to be liberated, get into the workforce. Well, if you think about it, so we just gave the elites double the tax base.
Yeah.
And a hold of our kids by 6 weeks old, because, you know, generally maternity leave is 6 weeks. So then you got to put them into daycares and someone else is having a hand in that part of taking apart the family dynamic.
I think it's Nancy Piercy's book that she talks about this. I can't remember the name of her book, but it's worth looking into. She talked about how, you know, as women, like we want the home, we want to be out of the home. We don't want men telling us what to do and all this. And she says, and then we go to these corporations and we let the men, whether they're our direct boss or at the top, tell us what to do. But that's not worthwhile in our own homes, in our communities, but we choose to do that. It's just worth thinking about, right? So, yeah, it's really fascinating.
There's an illusion of the woman like somewhere up there, like at the very top. I mean, you know, it goes up and up. Yeah, you're right. You're taking your orders from the man anyway.
Most so why don't of the you time, have it in yeah. your
in your own home or in your own home? I mean, my husband doesn't give orders. It's like, well, then do you want to eat? So
yeah.
I could take away a few other things too, you know.
Sure, absolutely.
Learn how to work it.
yeah, and it's the team effort, right? In our homes, we get to be a team. We get to you know, we talk so much about God's design for marriage in our own family and in helping other people with their marriages. And it's like, this actually works really well. Like, why did we think that it was better out there? But anyway, it's a, such a pleasure to talk to you. And I appreciate you sharing Raise Them Well. And it's so fun to be able to talk about the journey we've been on. And we are working on, it's new, but we're working on something new this year. And when it's coming, I'll be sure to let you know, because I'm really excited about it. Something I think is much needed. So,
okay, great. I'm excited. Yeah. Well, Emily, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Where can they find you on Instagram?
Okay. So we're at Raise Them Well on Instagram, Raise Them Well Families on Facebook. My personal social media got hacked like a year ago. So I'm just Emily. I'm Emily Nemeth Saunders. And I love connecting personally with people too. My last name is my maiden name was N-E-M-I-T-H. So Emily Nemeth Saunders is me.
Awesome. And I'll link them in the show's description too.
Oh, thanks. I love connecting.
Yeah, thank you so much. This has been so helpful. I am definitely going to get that Maggo for my daughter.
I would love your feedback. I love to hear true, honest feedback. So thank you for sharing again.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of The Homeschool How-To. If you've enjoyed what you heard and you'd like to contribute to the show, please consider leaving a small tip using the link in my show's description. Or, if you'd rather, please use the link in the description to share this podcast with a friend or on your favorite homeschool group Facebook page. Any effort to help us keep the podcast going is greatly appreciated. Thank you for tuning in and for your love of the next generation.